Like to read with you one verse in the Old Testament and then a few in the New Testament. We'll start in Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." And now we'll turn to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18 and verse 9. Luke 18 verse 9 says, "Also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I possess.' And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Tonight we started reading about the truth of our Lord Jesus taking the weight of our sin. But we've also read a story after singing of the one who died. Maybe you're wondering why we sing of one who died. But the truth is, he didn't just die. He rose again. He died on a cross in shame and agony. But he rose again. And he lives. And he's able to save. And he is the one that told this story many years ago to people that trusted in themselves. And if you're brought up in a Christian family or you have a cleaner life than people around you, you probably think, "Oh, I'm okay. I'm doing just well. I've done everything possible." God must have a place for me in heaven. A lot of people think that way. And the Lord Jesus told this story to people that trusted in themselves. They weren't trusting in him. They were trusting in themselves, thinking that they could, by doing good things, go into heaven. Is that what you're trusting tonight? Yourself? "Oh, I go to the gospel hall. I go to the Sunday school. I go to the gospel meetings." Oh, but this, the Lord Jesus was talking about two men that went to the temple to pray. One of them was a Pharisee, a very religious man, a man that was known in the town as a man who did everything right. He dressed well. He went to the temple every day. He said his prayers. He had the Bible tied around his arms and on his forehead. That was a big thing for them. Everybody thought, "This is a good man." And then a tax collector. Who likes tax collectors? I don't think anybody in any age likes tax collectors. Especially if they're known to be a treacherous person. Someone who is working for a government that's a dominating government. Nobody wants to pay taxes for someone, for taxes that aren't used for them. And in the day of the Lord, there was these people that collected taxes for the Roman government. But these two people went to the temple to pray. And it tells us in the Word of God that the Pharisee stood and prayed with himself. I don't know if you've tried this, but you have to realize this prayer didn't get any farther than the roof. It didn't get any farther than the Pharisee's body, because it says it with himself. In other words, he was praying to himself. My friend, and if you come to God telling him how good you are, that's basically what this man was doing. He was saying, God, I thank you that I'm not like these other people. I'm not an extortioner. I don't take more money than what I should. I'm not unjust. I'm not an adulterer. And I'm not even like that old tax collector over there. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of everything I have. And my friend, you know what happened? That prayer didn't go anywhere. It didn't go anywhere. It was to himself, and that's where it stayed. And if you try and pray this way to God, you know very well that you have nothing to boast of. None of us do. Someone could say, I was born in a Christian family. I learned many scriptures when I was young. That doesn't make you any better than others. As we've been hearing already, all works are in vain. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. That includes you and it includes me. And so this prayer of pride, this prayer of thinking that he was better than the tax collector, didn't enter God's presence. And as long as you come to God in this way, telling him how good you are, that will not get to his presence. Oh, but we've read of this other man, a tax collector. He was known to be treacherous. He was known to take the money, extra money, to keep in his own pocket. And he knew he was hated. Do you think he came to God that way, the way as the other man did? No. It says he stood afar off. With his head down, he didn't even feel he could raise his face to heaven. He knew he was a sinner. He knew he had done wrong before a holy God. And you know what he said? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. My friend, that's what God can be to us. We don't deserve it. Mercy is giving you something that you do not deserve. In other words, this man is saying, God, look at me. In light of the sacrifice. God, there's a sacrifice for me. And my friend, this is what we've read in the Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. Yes, he was bruised for our iniquities. The Lord Jesus there upon the cross was wounded for my transgressions. And this is what this man realized. And you can realize tonight as well. There is one who was willing to die in my stead. In your stead tonight, there is one who died for you. And it is based on that sacrifice that he says, be merciful to me, a sinner. And what does the Lord Jesus say? I tell you, this man went down to his house justified before the other. Because my friend, you cannot be justified before God telling him how good you are. Justification simply means that your whole history of sins is erased completely. You're justified. You know how that's possible? By crying out as this man did, God be merciful to me, a sinner. By realizing that you have no way of getting close to God on your own. That none of your works are valid. That nothing you have ever done can bring you even a little bit closer to God. But that there is one who died to bring you to God. The Word of God tells us that He was wounded for our transgressions, right? Have you ever realized it was wounded for your transgressions? Have you ever realized and said in your heart, He was wounded for my transgressions, He was bruised for my iniquities? The chastisement or the punishment for my peace. My friend, the Bible tells us we are at enmity with God. We are not friends. Some people like to think, oh, I'm a friend of God. I pray every day. I pray many times a day. As one lady would tell us, oh, I go to sleep with God and I wake up with God. But my friend, the Bible tells us that because of our sins, we are separated from God. And there is no way in our own strength to draw near to God. But God gave us away. He gave His own Son. The chastisement or the punishment for our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, we are healed. Do you understand that when He died on that cross, when He suffered there, when God laid on Him our iniquity, and He paid for it, now God can be merciful to us and still be just. That's why our Lord Jesus is the just, the holy one, the righteous one, and the justifier of those who come to God through Him. Yes, He can justify you. He's the only one that can. But then we read about the infants, the little ones that were brought to the Lord Jesus. And maybe you're thinking, well, I'm really small right now. I'm only 5 or 6. I have no way of being saved just yet. And I don't need to. My grandmother thought that somehow she'd be going to heaven on her mother's apron strings. She thought she could hold on to her when she was going into heaven. But my friend, this is not the case. No matter what age you are, the Bible tells us that you have to come to God on your own. And realize your sin before Him and cry out to Him for mercy. The Lord Jesus doesn't say you have to be an adult to be saved. No. He said, assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. This is what this man did. He didn't come as a proud adult saying, well, I have this and this on my favor. No. He came to God realizing he was a sinner, that what God said was true, and all that you would do the same, that you would realize I am a sinner. I have sinned against the holy God. I have no strength. The Bible tells us, for when we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. And my friend, tonight, that is us. Each of us before God have been deemed ungodly, have been deemed sinners by birth and by practice. But if we realize our sin and come to Him in faith and put our trust in the one who said to that poor man, he said, son, your sins are forgiven. The first man of whom we read, this other man cried out to God, and both were forgiven. Both were cleansed. And you're thinking, well, I can wait until after death. God will always give an opportunity, some people say. But it's interesting to read in that story that we've already heard our brother read. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. The Lord Jesus will not forgive sin after death. It is on earth that he has power to forgive sin. It's now. Not tomorrow. Not another day. Not maybe later. It's now. And so we would cry to you. Beg you to trust the Savior. To cry to him. To realize your sin like this man did. Cease praying to yourself and pray to him. Cry to him, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in our Lord Jesus' name. We thank you for the one who took our sin in his own body on the tree. Thank you for those who have come. Thank you for the children. Help them to realize their need for a Savior, even at their young age. And Father, above all, we pray that your Son will be glorified through souls saved. We pray this and we give you thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.